Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in with us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you. I am very excited, and we're going to be bringing in my featured guest momentarily. So we've got a very, very good show planned for you tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and bring her in right now and let her introduce herself. Welcome to the show this evening, Ms. Aldrey Blake.
Hello, Dr. Walker. Can you hear me clearly? Hello?
Ms. Blake?
Yes?
Hi. Oh, how are you doing this evening?
Yes, I was just saying, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly. Now I can. We had a little technical difficulty there for a moment, but we're good now.
Okay, I'm glad the producers worked that out because we've got a live show tonight, and I definitely don't want that to any glitches if possible.
Well, definitely, yeah, they are on it tonight because, you know, we've got extra staff in place to make sure that everything goes smoothly this evening. How was your week?
It's been awesome so far. You know, always meeting interesting people with interesting points of view here in Atlanta.
Okay. Well, Atlanta seems to be the hot place, and I'm so glad that you're there so that you can run across these hot people with these hot topics.
Keeps life
just for
interesting.
I'm sorry?
Keeps life interesting.
That is very good. Let me just go ahead and do a little housekeeping right now. I've got a book out. It's called After the Passion, Now What, and that can apply to almost everything in our lives. You can visit my website at drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com, either one of those, and it'll get you to the same place. Visit the store. We've got a number of people that are visiting the store on a daily basis now. So go by there. And also, we do a Friday night broadcast called Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. And if you'd like a free sample of my weekly inspirational publication, just simply in the subject line, request a copy of free publication, and I will certainly put that out there for you just by simply giving us an email, sending us an email address. We've got my co-host, Ms. Aldrey Blake, the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement, and it's always a pleasure to have her. Ms. Blake, just so that we can get the housekeeping out of the way and bring in our featured guest for the evening, why don't you tell the people how they can get in touch with you and your book and your coaching services?
Sure, not a problem. As you just stated, Dr. Walker, I am the author of the book Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. It is a self-help book designed to possibly be the best little book that ever happened to you. It definitely will walk you through a journey to look in the mirror and really get to fall in love with you. I'm also a certified life coach as well as a motivational speaker, available for speaking engagements. If you'd like to find out more or interested in our life coaching services and packages begin at just $79.99, you can go to our website at www.fosteringleaders.org, or you can give the staff a call at 770-866-2162. And so there it goes. That's basically my life in a nutshell.
Okay. Wow. That's saying a mouthful. All right, Ms. Blake is going to take part of the lead tonight, this evening, and she's going to introduce our featured guest, as well as shortly thereafter, after we make some accolades with our featured guest this evening, then she'll go right into the story setting for tonight. So we're going to ask all of you all to stand by and stay with us, and once again, just a reminder that this studio picks up every sound, even almost your breathing. Those of you all that are pressing one to listen to the host, co-host, or the featured guest, we pick up just about every sound. So please, we're going to ask you and remind you, if you're trying to listen on your internet at the same time that you're on the phone, it's picking up that sound that brings an echo in here. So we appreciate your patronage and you taking those things under consideration. Ms. Blake, go ahead and welcome our special guest and introduce him. Thank you.
Okay, we are very fortunate tonight to have a very special guest on our show. He is none other than Mr. Ross Noe. Look out for that name because you're sure to hear it again one day. And Ross is actually a leader of the singles ministry at his church, which is the West End Seventh-day Adventist Church here in Atlanta, Georgia. He's also a blogger, and he's currently working on his master's degree in psychology at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. He is passionate about topics that relate to dating and relationships, which means he will fit right in tonight's show. He feels that we should all strive to improve ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically. And to achieve these goals each month, Mr. Noe, he has a singles ministry events that he hosts at his church. And to find out more about that, you can visit www.westend, that's W-E-S-T-E-N-D, singles with an S, .org for up-to-date information and events. So without further ado, hopefully our producers are ready, we'd like to bring in Ross. Ross, welcome tonight to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate being here. I've listened to some of the previous shows, and I think this is a great show. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, communicating and conversing about dating, relationships, and different things related to singles.
Awesome.
Okay, well, all right. Well, welcome, Mr. Noe. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join with us this evening. And we are, I mean, my co-host has talked so greatly about you that I couldn't wait till tonight's programming. And we're certainly looking for an outstanding show. You ready for it?
I'm looking forward to it. Ready to go.
Okay, all right. Ms. Blake, then go ahead and take us in with the opening story.
Okay. Well, tonight's story is titled, Are You Destined to Be Single? And we're going to share a certain situation between two young adult females. Their names are Valita and Sharon. So let me tell you about them. Valita and Sharon, they met at church after both moving to a large urban city from very small towns. And as a result, they got to know each other during church services or after services and became best friends. And they started going to social events together. Now, both of these ladies have a few things in common. They are in their late 30s, and they've never been married, and they do not have any children. Both are very attractive women by any standard. They have very good jobs, are well-educated, and both of them have expressed a sincere interest to become a wife. They're ready to be married. Now, when they first met, they shared these common goals, to meet a nice man, get married, and have a family, because they had accomplished so many other things already. Yet there is a problem. Neither of them have been able to meet men who are good prospects, and this includes even in their church, at social events, or online. Yes, they have both tried Christian and non-Christian dating sites online with no success. The men that they meet, they turn out to be either very immature, they're playing games, or they're really not single. So after 2 years of experiencing dates that just haven't worked out, Sharon has resolved that she just may never get married. As a result of this, she's decided to adopt a foster child, and she's in the process of trying to adopt and just enjoy life as a single parent. Valita, on the other hand, is a hopeless romantic. She continues to go out and meet new friends, but she too is getting somewhat discouraged because she still has not met the one. She continues, however, to keep hope alive, going out on dates in hope of one day, just one day, meeting Mr. Right. So tonight, we really want to have a discussion about these ladies. I don't know if this sounds familiar to any of our listeners, but I certainly know a few people similar to Valita and Sharon. And once again, as a reminder, this show is not based on a particular person, so any similarities that you come across is not about you. It's just simply a conglomeration or putting together of various scenarios and composites. But let's talk about it, about are some people destined to be single? So the questions for tonight, do you think Sharon has the right idea? She was the one that decided, you know what, I'll just adopt. Should she go ahead and adopt a foster child? Is Valita living in a dream world, the hopeless romantic? Should she just go ahead and give up, as Sharon has? And what advice would you give to Sharon and Valita regarding finding a mate? And then we have some additional questions that we'll ask both of the sexes that call in. But let's start out with our first question. And Ross, and welcome again as our special guest tonight. We'd like you to chime in on the first question, which I'm going to repeat. Do you think Sharon has the right idea about going ahead and just adopting a foster child because she'll be single forever?
Right. Well, my advice to women is simple. Look good and have a good attitude. Or another way of looking at it is look good and have a good spirit. Now, you've mentioned that both of these women are attractive. So, because since I don't have to take your word for it, that both of these women are attractive. So if they're attractive, but they're having trouble, you know, finding Mr. Right, then I'm thinking, just honestly thinking out loud, I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe there's something about their attitude or their outlook or their way of viewing the dating process. And I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit by saying that I have friends who are in their 30s and they're dating women in their 40s. And as a matter of fact, I have friends who are, not only are they dating women in their 40s, these women are married and, I mean, no, these women are divorced and have kids. And the guys who are dating them have never been married and have no kids. And I can think of a few recent situations where, you know, I've actually, you know, met a guy who's dating an older woman and, you know, I'll talk to the guy to find out, okay, oh, what do you see in her? And I already have an idea what the guy sees in that person, in that woman. Usually the women, first of all, those women are attractive. They take care of themselves. And the more important thing, or equally as important, is the fact that those women, because they're mothers, they tend to have a very unselfish attitude, a very caring attitude, and men find that very attractive. So if you have a combination, you know, if a woman has an uncaring, unselfish attitude, I mean, a caring, unselfish attitude, and she also takes care of herself, like takes care of her, you know, how she looks and everything, you know, guys are going to find that very, very, very attractive. So to answer your question about should Sharon adopt, if she feels that she's ready to take care of a child that she wants to adopt, I would say she should go ahead and do it, because that could also help her outlook as far as, you know, as I said, mothers tend to have a very caring, unselfish vibe, and that could really help her.
Okay. Wow. Well, there are several great things that you mentioned in there. Dr. Walker, what do you think
yes.
about this?
Well, you know, that's a mouthful that was said. But, you know, before I kind of give my thoughts on it, I want to get a little bit of information for our worldwide listeners about our featured guest tonight. And I heard you mention that, Mr. Noe, that you're over a singles ministry at your church. Does that mean that
that's
you
correct.
Are single?
That is correct. I am single.
Okay. Over the age of 35, ever been married? Any children?
I've never been married, no children, over 35, yes.
Okay, all right, okay. Just my listening audience, they like it sort of raw. I don't know if my co-host mentioned that to you. And they like as much information as we possibly can get. And let me ask, why is it that you're still single? Just out of curiosity, never been married, over 35. Just curious.
Yes, and that's a good question. I don't mind the question at all. The short answer is I've realized that I need to work on myself and grow before I'm ready to get married. And I guess the long answer would involve the fact that my parents are divorced, and a lot of the marriages in my family, like some of my uncles, their marriages, not only were they divorced, but they also don't communicate with the person they were married to. And for many years, I had a rather cynical view of marriage. I didn't start dating till college, and then I was engaged once, but I just had sort of a cynical outlook where I basically planned to get married, but I wanted to take care of other things first because I just wasn't really ready to take that big step. So I've been working on me and just, doing different things to make sure I'm ready, and just working on myself and on my personal growth to make sure I'm ready to take that big step.
Oh, okay.
To be thorough, I feel I'm ready now. I'm just, just want to make sure I find the right person, we connect, and that, I want to feel that that's where God is leading me.
I see. Okay, very interesting. Ms. Blake, in reference to your question, in the short version, does Sharon have it right by resolving to the fact that she's just going to date, and she's going to, adopt a foster child and conclude or resolve to the fact that she might be single for the rest of her life? I would say keep hope alive, keep her options open. I don't think there's anything wrong with going ahead and adopting if she feels that her internal clock for childbearing, which some women are having kids in their 40s, but if she feels that she doesn't want to be an older parent, meaning she's 60 with a 10-year-old, I don't think there's anything wrong with her adopting this foster child. But does she have it right in terms of giving up on relationships? If I were coaching her, I would probably tell her to keep her options open, because just when you have closed the door, you may have closed the door on the nicest guy. He may not be of the same faith that you're in, but it could be someone and I heard you all mention the spiritual component that God has sent in her direction that can make all the difference in the world. That's my thought. Go ahead, Ms. Wade.
Okay, interesting thought. Before we go any further, because this is just going to be a dynamic conversation, I can tell already. I want to go back to something that Ross said. Is it okay if I call you Ross, or do you prefer to call
me? That's fine. Yeah, that's perfectly okay.
Okay. So, Ross, one of the things you said that kind of I found interesting is that you said you have several friends that date older women, your friends particularly are, I think, 30-ish, and the women they date are 40-ish. And would you cite again those reasons that is taking place according to your friends?
Yeah, sure, not a problem. I'll give, one example. I have a goddaughter who lives in Tampa, Florida, and her dad and mom divorced. So her mom, I believe, is 44, and she's dating someone who's like 30 or 32. Now, she has 3 kids, and, obviously she's divorced. The guy she's dating, he has no kids. He's never been married. And basically, there are two main factors. She takes care of herself, so she looks a lot younger because she works out, she exercises and all that. And also, just the fact that she's a mother, I feel that mothers just have a different outlook. Dr. Walker, since you say you like to keep it raw, I'll just be candid and say that I think women with no kids, they really have a, sometimes, not in all cases, but sometimes, many times, women with no kids, they tend to focus on themselves a lot. Like, they want a guy who's going to do a lot for them and take them places, go out on dates, spend money, take trips, travel, all that good stuff. And you know, many guys are turned off by that because if the guy hasn't known the person for that long or if a guy doesn't know a woman that well, he really doesn't want to spend a lot. You know, generally men, you know, the way we think, it's like, it's almost like the way women look for bargains, right? It's like you don't want to spend a lot if you don't have to. You want to avoid that unless you feel that, hey, this is an awesome, special person and you happen to be in a good place financially. You know, it's like it could be a turnoff if, depending on the guy, of course, it could be a turnoff if the guy feels he's spending a lot. So, and I just noticed from my personal experience, in the church and outside the church, women with kids, it's a very different vibe. They tend to be a lot more selfless, right? They're more caring and giving. So I think if you have, like, good looks and a caring, selfless, unselfish attitude, that's a powerful combination. It's going to go a long way towards helping you find Mr. Wright.
Okay,
I think that's a good point. If I'm just made, Ms. Blade, we've got some people that want to come in on the air, but go ahead with your follow-up.
Yeah, well, let's bring them in, because I'd love to hear from some of our other, from our callers out there.
Okay, and I think that he's right on point with, and my observations and research has indicated that a lot of the women out there, and of course, as Ms. Blake said earlier, it's not gender-based that we're picking on any gender, but just so happens we're talking about the two characters that have been presented, Melita and Sharon. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. We're going to go to 407-202, looks like an Orlando number. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hello, Dr. Walker. This is Jay from Orlando. Ms. Blake and Mr. Roth, how are you guys?
Welcome to the show.
Great. How are you doing, Jay?
Good.
All right,
good.
Jay, give us your thoughts. We got a line of people lined up tonight. Jay, give us your thoughts.
Well, I think that Mr. Roth has brought up some interesting points here. He's put it very eloquently, and I like that. But, Dr. Walker, if I may, can I just be a little raw with it, why younger men sometimes date the older women, especially in their 40s? Well, I don't want to, you know, turn this into a raunchy conversation, but to be honest, I feel like women in their 40s who have children are a bit more, I don't want to use this term desperate, but they're looking for love. And Ross is right about, you know, they're a little bit selfless, but they're also in their sexual prime in their 40s. And at that point, they do want a younger man to come and conquer some of those thirsts that they have.
Okay.
You know, not speaking from experience, but from what I've heard,
really?
Yeah, and I'd like to chime in on that when I may.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Those women in their 40s with the kids, they are what we call cougars, and they call them cougars on purpose because they're ferocious with their sexual appetite, from what I've heard.
Yeah, and that you're on point, Jay. I must say you're on point with the cougars out there in terms of their sexual peak being at that point, and they're looking for guys that can keep up with them. We've got a number of people. Ms. Ross, if you want to go ahead and respond to that, and we're going to ask if you all can keep your comments brief, because the show goes so fast. My producers are sending me a message to let us go as brief as we can and stay in with the subject area.
Understood.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say briefly, like I have friends in the church, like Adventist and non-Adventist friends, and just recently I was at a retreat in Maryland, and one of my roommates happened to be 30. He was dating a woman who was 40 who had two or three kids divorced. And since he was rooming with me and I'm a good listener, he basically shared with me that all they do is kiss. And they've been dating for over a year, and they're you know, about to get engaged and everything. So I just wanted to say that it's not always about sex. I mean, outside of the church, I find that, yeah, sometimes it's about sex, but I know some examples in the church where it's not about sex.
And that's
well,
Walker,
you know, Ms. Blake, if I just may say, I got to keep it raw. She may not be having it with him. I mean, that is so hard. To necessarily find that a guy is going to stick around, and we're going to bring people in. And they've been dating for a year, and all they do is kids. But go ahead, Ms. Blake. Go ahead.
I was just going
to go back to the phone line.
Who knows?
One of the things I want to interject as a woman, and possibly a cougar, I confess. You know, one of the things for me and the people that I know personally that are dating, that are older, you know, we want brothers who we know that, and I'm not going to put it raw, but who, when we marry them one day, okay, so when we meet these brothers, older brothers, who are telling us about their foot problem and their leg problem and their back problem, they're like, And the younger guys don't seem to have those problems. We just move on. Let's take our callers. Let's see who else is out there and what they're talking about.
Let's go to the phone line. We're going to go to all the way now. It looks like North Carolina, 919-875. You're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening, and welcome? 919-875. Okay, we've got some technical difficulty there. We're going to go to 786-985. Looks like a Florida number, 786-985. Thank you for joining us this evening. Who do we have on the air?
Miss X.
Miss X, thank you for joining us this evening, Miss X. Did you give us your thoughts on tonight's broadcast?
Well, I'd first like to say thank God for cougars because in the past it's been the men who had the opportunities to not get the older women whom they perceive to have the old achy, creaky bodies. So it's good to have the older woman out there who has kept herself in good shape and marketable, being able to accommodate a younger male for a change. And I'd like to say to the speaker, I heard him say earlier something about keeping yourself, you're beautiful, and you keep yourself in some, I forgot what the term he used, but then I started to think, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so what about if you do all those things but you're ugly?
I hope you have a beautiful personality.
I know.
Right. Yeah, so I would say to that, remember, the key thing, look good, have a good attitude. So that means the beauty has to be outside and inside.
Okay, I think that's interesting. We're going to go to phone
lines. Thanks for clarifying.
Okay, Ms. X, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a moment, please, and we're getting some static from your end. We're going to go to 954-826. Looks like a Fort Lauderdale number. 954-826, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hey, this is James. How you doing?
We're doing good. Thank you, James, for joining us this evening. Did you have a question or a concern or a comment?
Yeah. Well, to stay on topic, I don't think anybody is destined to be single because the Bible says that, you know, it's not good for a man to be alone. It says that a woman should leave his wife and leave his mother and father and cling to her husband, but it's just the reality of the situation of society on today. And I think, I just think that no one's destined to be alone, but, you know, there's a shortage of men with, you know, black men in jail and men that are, you know, homosexual, and then their brothers between 18 and 25 that are getting shot. I just think that no one's destined to be single, but for black women, the older you get, it's harder to find somebody. And the women in their 40s, the reason why they are, you know, kind of going, you know, there is a reality after you get over 40. There's a fear of being alone, you know, for the rest of your life. So they do go to the younger men because they don't want to be alone. You know, I hit 50 on today, and, you know, I'm still single, and, I don't want to be alone, but that's just reality that it comes on you after you reach a certain age of fear of being alone. And so you don't look for the older man. You may go for the younger man. And these women today, they don't wait for men to provide for them, and they're not waiting for men to give them children. They can adopt, they can have foster kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, let me just ask you this question quickly here, and if you'll give me your short version of it. Do you think that a guy, as we've heard some presentations this evening, Mr. Ross mentioned that he has a friend that's 30 or 32 dating a 44-year-old. What is the likelihood, in your opinion, that that young man will, in fact, marry that woman? And they're engaged, I understand. But what is the likelihood that, that men, generally speaking, that are young like that, will marry a woman 15 to 20 years older? And be happy to have them?
You know what? It may happen, but I don't think it's something that's going to last, because when you, you know, it's like when I don't, it's kind of hard to say, because the case in point is Ashton, the actor that got married to the lady that was 20 years older.
Demi Moore.
You know,
Demi Moore.
Right. You know, it was good when she was 40, but now that she's 50 and going over 50, you know, the attraction is gone. Now he wants somebody younger. So it's good for a time, but it's not going to last. And it's just
okay.
Like your like the guest was talking about, older women, they're over 40, they cook, they have a home, and they bring that person in, and that is alluring, but it, I don't think it's lasting.
Okay.
Yeah, can I make a comment?
I'm going to chime in at this point. You know, I think those are great opinions, and we certainly respect the opinions of all of our callers and participants. But the people that I talk to that are dating younger men, I know people personally who have married younger men and have been in those marriages for 30-plus years. So I think it a lot of it will depend upon the personalities and what really brought them together. Now, there are those that is simply physical, and the physical stuff fades after time. So that's just my opinion. I just want to say for those of you all are listening live tonight, we are talking about two ladies, just to do a quick recap. It is Valita and Sharon. They both are Christian young ladies, attractive, well-educated, never been married, no children. And one of them has decided to just kind of give up and adopt a child, which is Sharon. And Valita is a hopeless romantic, and she is still hoping to meet the right one, Mr. Right. Both of them have tried dating sites, Christian and non-Christian, online dating sites. They tried social events, looking for prospects in the church, and not looking, but being open-minded to prospects in the church, and to no avail. So one of the questions I like to pose out there to our listeners, and I'd like to start with Ross, is what advice would you give Sharon and Valita regarding finding a mate? You touched on some of it, but anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I would say that, you know, when we talk about improving ourselves, there are many different ways to improve ourselves. So, for example, you're a life coach. I don't know if Dr. Walker is also a life coach. But
yes,
I think we have to have – okay, right. So we have to have the mindset that there are many areas can improve. And dating is complicated because a lot of times you don't really learn about how to date from home. You know, sometimes we're from single-family homes. Different churches touch on it in different ways, but we're not really getting as much information as we should from church. I mean, I think it's bad enough that our church doesn't talk about sex, you know, in certain details. But I think that we should definitely talk more about, okay, here's some expectations when it comes to dating. So in a nutshell, I would say that we have to tell ourselves we can improve. So these two women, Sharon and Valita, should, you know, they have to feel that they can improve. And one way to improve is by talking to a life coach or talking to married friends, single friends, getting advice, getting input. Because sometimes we think, you know, we fall into the trap of thinking that we're fine as we are. We're doing nothing wrong. It's just we haven't found the other person. And that is a very dangerous mindset to have. So I would say seek advice from life coaches and good friends and family.
Okay. Let's bring some of our – is Lady X, are you still on the line with us?
All right, let's see if Lady X is still with us this evening. Let's
I am.
One more time. Okay, go ahead. There she is, Ms. Blake.
Okay, what advice would you give these two young ladies regarding finding a mate?
Well, first of all, I hate the thought that someone would even begin to feel that they're destined to be single. But also knowing that sometimes we put careers first, you know, so we want to make sure, you know, we've got our foundation in place before we, you know, seek out marriage and children and things like that. And then time sometimes passes, you know, it's over. The advice that I would give is, you know, just not to give up. It may not be their time. They might not have run into the, you know, the right person, but that person may still be out there. Not all older men want younger women, and not all older women want younger men. So, you know, I still like to believe that there's someone out there for everyone. But if I may say here,
Ms. Blake, just go to the phone lines again, and we've got a number of comments that have come in as well. Ms. X, ladies are in their late 30s, never been married. So if you're talking about the notion of giving childbirth, I mean, isn't there an internal clock that they are going to be filling? And give us your brief version of that, Ms. X.
Well, yes, there is that internal clock, but not only that, you know, after age 30, it becomes problematic when women conceive and become pregnant. So, you know, there are a lot of different other things that go along with that. You know, the fact that, you know, there are birth defects and things along that line that you have to consider the older you get past 30, especially when you're talking about childbearing. But I do know some women who have successfully had babies at, you know, at the age of 40 and over. So I don't know that fits or suits everyone, but it's definitely something that women have to consider and think about.
Okay, well, that's certainly interesting. We got a number of comments that have come in, Ms. Blake, and we're going to go to phone lines again. We're going to go to, looks like another Fort Lauderdale number, 954-226.
Hi, Dr. Walker. Hi, Ms. Blake and Ross. This is Rose.
Rose,
hi, Rose. Welcome
to
the show.
Hi, Rose. How you doing?
Give us your comment.
I just wanted to make a comment about the two ladies that are in their late 30s. And the question was posed, you know, what should they do? I believe that they shouldn't give up on love. However, I don't think they should wait on it. I think they need to just continue with their life, love themselves, date themselves, you know, and just continue. The lady that adopted the foster child, I think that's perfect. You know, she wants to have a child, and if she still can't find a husband to give her that, you know, she go on with her life and adopt her child and just enjoy herself. And sometimes, when you least expect, or when you're not looking for love, that's when love actually finds you. So I believe that they need to just go on. Do not give up, but don't stop life just to wait on a man to enter into their life. Also, I wanted to say that I really do not believe that everyone was destined to get married. I mean, I know I might be the only one that believes that right now on the line, because I think that although more male child is born than female, you still end up having more female than men because of, you know, more male child might have died. You have the wars. You have prison. So right now, women are outnumber men, so therefore, you're going to have women who cannot get married because there's just not enough men to go around.
Okay. Ms. Blake, we're going to start bringing Jane
out.
In.
That's
Blake,
good.
Go ahead.
Dr. Walker, she hit the nail on the head right there.
That was a good observation.
Yeah. You know, I often say, and we're definitely going to have a pastor, we're trying to get him booked to come on the show to talk about this because, you know, we tell women, you know, keep the faith, hold out, do the right thing. But the truth of the matter is, where are the men?
That's a very good question. Jay, what do you think? Let's bring Jay back in here, and then we're going to follow up. We've got some comments that are coming in. Jay, where are the men?
Well, you know what, my heart goes out to a lot of the women out here nowadays because it is a very difficult situation that many women are facing. men have so many different options, and, you know, it seems like these good women are competing with all of the thirsty women and even some men in some cases. So my heart goes out to them. I don't know. All I have to say is just, you know, keep the faith, hold out hope that one day your prince, your knight in shining armor will come. But like Ross said earlier, you have to keep yourself up and you have to work on yourself. And if you're not finding that person where you are, maybe you need to take yourself to where the men are. If you don't see them in your church, or you're not attracted to the ones that are in your church, go to another church.
Let's go ahead and let Mr. Ross come in, and then Ms. X will come back to you. Ms. Blake, go ahead and proceed.
On our website, we have, our website is westendsingles.org. We have a blog post that talks about good places for Christians to meet people. So, for example, it could be, either a Bible study discussion, Sabbath school discussion. It could be at some activities that's happening that your church is doing. Or even outside of church, there are different places where you can meet people, and that could be a good place to start. So it's a blog post that's on our website.
But you know what I've been told, I'm going to throw this in here and then we'll go to our callers, is that oftentimes churches host these type events, churches of all different faith systems and belief systems host these events, and what happens is it ends up being a bunch of women.
Yes.
Yeah, could I comment on that quickly?
You too. Yes.
Okay, right, because we host events every month, and you're right, usually it's more women than men. Even though I try very hard to keep the ratio as even as possible. So, for example, we had a speed dating event. I think we had like 12 guys and 16 women, which isn't the worst. There are much worse ratios out there. And what I find is when we have potlucks, so after church we have lunch, usually it's a potluck, we usually have a decent percentage of men, anywhere from like 30, 35, sometimes 40% guys, because your timing, if you have an event that's timed well, for example, after church, people are looking for a place to eat, and it's free, we're not charging for lunch on Sabbath, then that's a good way to get a good number of people to come out. And a potluck is like an easy environment where people can, fellowship, eat, and just meet people with very little pressure.
Sounds like a great idea. Dr. Walker, you want to go to the phone line?
Yes, we're going to go to, let's go here, let's take some comments. Is that okay, Ms. Blake? Can we take some comments right now?
I wanted to say something.
Okay, Ms. X, go ahead.
Yeah, you were asking where are all the men, and it just occurred to me, a thought occurred to me that the men are enjoying the trees that are overburdened with these female fruit.
Not quite.
Mr. Ross, go ahead and speak to that. We're going to bring James in momentarily. Go ahead, just briefly. We've only got about 14 minutes before we start to bring the show to a close.
Okay, so you have comments. Let's hear from our comments.
All right, we're going to go to, let's just, yes, go ahead, Mr. Ross. All right, let me try to bring James in. Looks like we have some technical difficulty. James, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, did you want to make a comment?
Yes, I think this should be like an opening eye for the younger women. When you want to put your careers on hold until you're over 35 and you don't want to have kids until you want to put everything on hold until you're later in life, this is a warning that this is the reality, that it's going to be harder to find somebody if you put everything, if you put the man on hold and kids on hold until you're late in your 30s. The reality is that the man pool is short. It's going to get shorter. And so don't be so quick to turn people away in your 20s and 30s, because when you get 40 and then you start looking for somebody, it just may not happen for you.
Okay, that's
but you mean they can't just turn to the younger men?
Well, they can, but that's the chance they got to take.
Who was that? Was it Jay or you, James, that said that won't last?
That was James. That was James.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Here's a comment, one of several comments that have come in, and we've got about 12 minutes before we start bringing the show to close. This male writes in, he says, I don't think any of us, when it comes to tonight's topic, are destined to be single. I don't think any of us were meant to be single all our lives. I think Ms. X got it right when she said that. I think the problem may be that people are having it difficult to find the right person to have the relationship that they may desire. Are getting some static.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go ahead and mute some lines here. All right, Ms. Blake, you want to speak to that? He seems to agree with what
Ms. X is
saying.
Yes, you repeat that part. I didn't hear because of the static.
All right, he mentioned that he agreed with what Ms. X was saying, that he doesn't think that any of us were meant to be single all of our lives, and that basically he thinks that if we really focused, we could land with the right person.
Well, you know, truthfully, some people are going to be single. I mean, no one's putting that on the table. Now, I don't know who it will be and who it won't be, but the truth of the matter is somebody will be single.
Yeah, and could I chime in?
Yes, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say that, just briefly, that it's really up to us most of the times, and if you're willing to grow, you know, if you're willing to invest in yourself and grow and think of ways where you can improve, then chances are you will not be single. Because the way I look at it is a lot of people have advanced degrees, right, like master's, doctorates, and you would think that finding someone, you know, to marry should be easier than, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, or even a bachelor's degree. I mean, it should be easier than the years you spend getting advanced degrees to get into the career that you want. So I think you have to put your mind to it and believe that, okay, there are ways you can grow and improve. There's more you can learn that will help you not be single.
That's an interesting thought.
You know, this show is definitely going to be a continuation, Dr. Walker. I can see it being a part two and possibly part three because there's so much to discuss on this topic. Wouldn't you say?
I would certainly agree with you. And if you can find out when Mr. Ross is available, and we can pass that to the producers, and I'm sure whenever he's available, we can go with a part two and on to a part three if necessary.
Yes, yes. I want to talk to the men out there. So starting with Ross, why do you think that Valita and Sharon keep meeting men who are immature and playing games?
Yeah, sometimes that happens if, you know, if women focus too much on the outside. So, for example, let's say if they meet a guy who's, like, you know, tall, handsome, and, you know, sometimes they might focus on the outer qualities and not focus enough on the inner qualities. And that's something that comes with time, but sometimes you can learn faster with assistance from, like, a life coach or talking to, you know, good married friends or close friends or family who can tell you what to look for and what to avoid.
Okay. Okay. I think one of the things that we really have to be mindful of, single women as well as single men, when you keep finding yourself in relationships that don't work, you know, life coaching is a great option to turn the mirror in on yourself and kind of see what's really going on. Okay. Dr. Walker, do we have any other comments out there?
Yes, we certainly do. And just before I go to one of the other comments, I did want to speak to the issue about, are we all destined to be single? Are we all?
Yes.
I mean, are there those that are destined to be single? And I heard that someone said that, and you did, Ms. Blake, as a matter of fact, say that not everybody's going to get married. Now, I heard Mr. Ross say a lot of it has depended on us, is up to us. I believe strongly in the laws of attraction. And when we talk about where are the men, my daughter lived in Alaska for 6 years, and she said, Daddy, there are a whole lot of men out here in Alaska. And the men outnumber the women like 9 to 1. That's what she said. She already had a husband, of course. But she said there are so many men in Alaska, and they're out there for those jobs. And so they're out there by themselves, and they're looking for somebody, you know. But many of them are married, of course, that have gone for certain jobs. But, ladies, if you're looking, there's a lot of men, she says, in Alaska. So that
now, what part exactly is that for our listening audience, Dr. Walker?
Anchorage. She lives in Anchorage, Fairbanks or Anchorage, one of those two. She lived out there for 6 years. And I had an opportunity to visit out there, and it's very cold. It gets very cold during the winter season, but it's a nice area to cuddle up in, I can tell you that. Go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
Okay, a female writes in. She says, I used to think it was my destiny to be single after 2 broken marriages, but then I found the love of my life, and we have been married for the past 13 years. And it is much better than both previous marriages combined. She says in her final sentence here, she says, don't give up. And I think many of us have said that tonight, don't give up. Like in Melita and Sharon's case, don't give up. Go ahead, Ms. Blake, you want to speak to that?
I think that's absolutely awesome. I mean, she just touched a special place in my heart. because, again, all things are possible. I certainly know of individuals who got married after at age 70 and found love, and not just any love, but a very compatible companion that was on their socioeconomic level as well as social level. So I definitely tell people to keep hope alive.
Okay. Jay, did you have a comment? Did you want to come back in and bring a comment? Should people give up, Jay, even if they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s? Should they give up?
No. No, I don't think that you should ever give up. But, some of us probably will. Some women probably will not find what they're looking for, but I still wouldn't give up. I always keep hope alive. I'll be praying for them.
Okay. James, let me bring you in just momentarily before we go to another comment. We've got about 6 minutes. James, I heard you say that you were single. Is that by choice, or you just frustrated with the ladies that you're meeting?
I have met somebody, and it's not, technically I'm still single, but I had to go out of my comfort zone and start, like you said, you got to start looking at the person's personality and their mind. And because I'm used to, a certain weight and a certain size, but the person that I'm seeing is not that. And I'm looking at her heart, I'm looking at personality, but you have to, get out of that. Just looking at the outside. And once you stop looking at the outside, you look at a person's heart, then a lot more becomes available to you.
I think that's okay. Excellent advice. Was that James or Jay?
Jay.
That was James.
That was excellent advice. Does anyone have any comments on that? Ross?
Yeah, I think that's I think that's definitely a good advice. I will say, however, though, that the men are visual, so, and our church doesn't really talk about, looks a lot, and I think looks, there are different ways to look at it, right? Like, God gave us this body, right? So you got to take care of that body that God gave you, but I mean, you want to try to be in your best shape. Your body's a temple. And I think that, it's a combination of things, right? You don't want to focus only on the outside. You also got to focus on the inside as well, but I think that, and part of the reason I say, when I talk about looks, I'm talking about, for example, if you're not taking care of yourself, then you won't feel as good about yourself as you should, right? If you take care of yourself, it's not just for guys, right? You're taking care of yourself because, you want to be in good health. You want to be as fit as you can be. If you don't take care of yourself, for example, and let's say you're like 70, 80, 100 pounds overweight, then you're not really taking care of your body, and that sends a bad message. So it's a comment. You definitely want to see the inner looks, the inner beauty. But as I said before, the key thing is look good, have a good attitude.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, let me just go ahead and interject here, Ms. Blake. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can also catch this show in its entire audio about 15 minutes after the live broadcast. Simply go to drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. Either one of those will get you to where you need to be. Ms. Blake, if I may just go ahead and present some of the upcoming shows. When you find Mr. Ross is available, then we'll come back with this and we'll just fit that in to the programming that the directors have already told me. Some of our upcoming shows are you really single if you're dating someone? We have some shows coming up, how to deal with issues in your relationship. If one party, another topic is if one party wants to leave the marriage or relationship, should you try to force them to stay? Another topic is if the relationship does not fit, should you force it? And then we have next week's topic, unless there's a change by the directors, should a woman consider sharing a man? Should a woman consider sharing a man? And that will be followed by, are you wasting someone's time? So those are all the upcoming shows. Next week's topic, unless there's a change by the producers, should a woman consider sharing a man? So these are just some of the topics. And we've got about 2 minutes in space. Go ahead.
Okay, this has really been an interesting show. Let's just try to tackle one other question, and this definitely will be a continuation, as well as the fact that we want to bring Mr. Ross back on the show, as well as get a minister's perspective on it as well. So another question here, and why do you think Valita and Sharon keep meeting immature men? And I think we talked about, did we have a woman, is Ms. X on the line to give us a perspective, or is Rose still on the line with us?
Okay, give us a question again.
Ms. X is still here.
Ms. X, go ahead.
So I like what the gentleman said insofar as a woman keeping herself marketable. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean high maintenance, because a lot of times high maintenance is something that will scare guys away.
True.
Okay. Okay. Is Rose on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Your question was, again, why?
Are they meeting
immature
question? Men? The two ladies we talked about, Valita and Sharon.
Why are they immature men?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. Why are they? Maybe they're in the wrong place. You know? And maybe they're going to the wrong places to meet men, you know? Maybe they need to venture out a little bit. Go to different places to meet the type of guys that they would like to meet. That's one of the ways I think they can meet the new guys.
Okay. One of the things, and I think this will tie, I know we probably have about the producers are saying about 2 minutes left. Is that correct, Dr.
No,
Robert?
We got actually about 60 seconds, they're saying.
Okay. I'll let you close it out. I just want to say that we really will have a continuation of this. And we'll talk about, you know, are women sharing a man and not realizing it? And with that, I'll let that lead into you, Dr. Walker.
Okay. And, Mr. Ross, if I may ask now, if you're available, the producer sent me a little text message now. If you're available next week, we can do a part two of this next week. And
yes, I'm available.
All right. Ms. Blake, is that okay with you?
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay. Then we'll forego that other topic. Should a woman consider sharing a man? And we'll come back with a follow-up on this part next week. Part two of Are You Destined to Be Single? I want to go ahead and thank my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, for her faithfulness and always being a part of this show. We really appreciate her. I want to also say thank you to our very special guest this evening, Mr. Ross Snow, and we look forward to him coming back in part two of next week. I trust that this show has been a blessing to all of you all that are listening around the world. Tell your family, tell your friends, and become a part of my distribution list by simply going to online at drjessewalker.com and sending me your email. We will add you to our distribution list. Now, we're out of time, and I want to say to everybody, all of my callers tonight, thank you for tuning in. Those of you all that we weren't able to get to, please continue to listen and tell your friends about us. Until next Tuesday or Friday for your half-hour inspiration program, I want to say to everybody, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.
Okay, good night.
Good night.